Okay. This is our first feature. No pressure, just thousands of dollars and we need to get a shooting script by next week and we only have like 10 pages now. Ugh, what was I thinking? You know, it's one thing to make like a 7-minute short. We bounce ideas off each other, spend a day or two writing, maybe a weekend or two flirting, and boom, we've got something to show at a convention. And I get it. I totally get it. We can't just keep making shorts forever, but why did we decide to do a feature film? No, you're right. You're right. We can do this. We've got this. It's just like making a short, just longer and more expensive and with the bigger cast and crew and we still have our day jobs to worry about. Oh man, I'm gonna throw up. No, I'm not trying to rush you. I get it. Good writing takes time. And you're the only one who can make sense of my ideas. Like, I had the idea for someone to get decapitated toward the end of the film. You said move it to the beginning and have the killer leave the axe there. So the final girl finds the head and freaks out even more in the finale. But she's also got the axe to use against him now. And that's brilliant. Or I said, how about a good old double dismemberment? Get rid of those arms. And you said, how about if he just loses one arm so he can use his good arm to point at a clue right before he dies? Where do you come up with this stuff? I tried to do a coherent story and it's harder than the lament configuration. Hand you a couple of ideas and you're off to the races. I love that about you. Your ideas and stuff. Primo stuff, guy. I mean, we've got a great beat sheet going, I think. And you have a killer treatment. We just need to turn this into 100 more pages. Nope. Definitely gonna throw up. My stomach is like coffee. Do you think that's a good idea? I'm a bundle of nerves right now, and we're not even done casting. And I don't know who's worse, the community theater people who want to turn everything into Hamlet, or the metalheads who show up too drunk to say their lines. At least they work cheap. Yeah, I guess that's a good point. At least the metalheads appreciate horror. You know what? I will have some coffee. Please. Thank you. We've got a long night ahead of us. Is that hazelnut? Oh, no, it's my favorite. I thought you always drank that super dark roast stuff. You bought it because you knew I was coming over? Thank you. So, speaking of casting, well, we haven't cast a leading man yet, and, well, hear me out. Yeah, I have someone in mind. No, you'll just think I'm crazy. No, man. No, we can't afford him. No, I'm pretty sure he's dead. Ew, no. Gross. He got all pervy on my friend at a convention once. I was thinking someone more local, someone who knows the whole script so he wouldn't forget his lines, and maybe he's kind of friends with the director so he'd actually listen to her and Yes, it's you. I know you've never acted before. Well, okay. You had like one line in Slay Station Plus 'cause that other guy flaked on us, but I mean, I think you'd be great at it. We're casting, well, a handsome man type, and he's got to be sweet and funny and kind and smart and like, when the final girl thinks he's dead halfway through the movie, she's just devastated because she loves you so much. Him. Loves him so much, your character that you'd be playing. You know what I mean. I know you had them as having an established relationship, but I was thinking maybe for like some pathos, maybe like they haven't said anything to each other yet. It's just kind of will they or won't they? What? No, I'm not. It's this coffee making my glasses fog up. I think I'm gonna grab something out of the fridge. You want anything? Oh, so that's where you've been keeping the fake blood. So I mean, think it over, 'cause we really need to get a Oh, hi. So you do want something out of the fridge, or well, I mean, yeah, I think you're some of those things, smart and funny, and I mean, you're no Bruce Campbell, but who is? Why are you looking at me like that? You just realized what? Seriously, we need to get back to. Why did you do that? No, it wasn't bad. I mean, do it again? Yes, okay. I've been wanting to say something for ages. Been hoping you'd say something, but since forever? I mean, you might not be Freddy, but you've been in my dreams a lot. I mean, they weren't all clean dreams, if I'm being honest, and I have to sit here and help you hash out the script and sit next to you and pretend that I don't want you and pretend I'm not in love with you. Yes, I love you, you big dumb idiot. And since I have my courage up, are you gonna take off those pants or not? My dress? I mean, yeah, but no making fun of my panties, promise? Yeah, Silver Shamrock, Halloween 3. You like him? We do not speak ill of Tom Atkins in this household, sir. Jason X boxers. You're gonna get on me for Halloween 3 when you're wearing the worst Friday movie? Wow. Take those off. I don't want Cyber Jason staring at me while I want to put you in my mouth. Oh God. No, not like Leatherface. Ugh. Please don't make jokes right now. I'm already so nervous. You know what I mean. Let me just get these glasses off and. Huh? Leave them on? I mean, sure. It's been a while, huh? Literal years. Am I doing okay? Good. It's okay. I kind of like when I gag. What? It means I'm doing a good job. Do you want me to take off my bra? If I would have known, I would have worn something other than beige. Maybe something that matches. My panties too? Do you think I want your tongue? Where do you think I want it? Huh? Sit in the computer chair? A little to the left? No, my left. Sorry. Little further. Oh, right there. Oh, wow. been even longer since anyone. Since anyone went down there. Oh, I'm glad it's you. Oh, I'm so glad it's you. I love you. My leading man. Before we, you know, do you have any, protection? A whole case? What are you doing with a whole case of condoms? oh, right. For the blood squibs. Well, I don't think the movie's gonna fall apart if we use one, or maybe a few? You want me on the desk? But your laptop, please tell me you saved your pages. Okay, good. No, I'm just saying that it's more important. I mean, it's important, but I just please shut up and just put it in me, please. you have no idea how long you've wanted this. Since I've known you. Please go harder, please. Harder, please, please, just. Punish me like I'm a Crystal Lake counselor. I can take it. I need it. That's it. That's it. I love you. I love you so, so. My leading man. Please, just a little longer. I'm so close. So close. You know, I changed my mind. I don't want you in the movie. Because I don't want to see you kissing anyone else. I wish you would have said something earlier. Like, maybe a couple years ago. Because we kept getting separate rooms at all those conventions. Think of how much money we would have saved. We are definitely not getting any writing done tonight. How about I sleep here and we start bright and early tomorrow? I hope I didn't put you off with how hard I like it. I like it rough. Just like my movies. That's not too weird, right? Could you maybe do something for me? You know your hockey mask, the replica from Part 7? Think you could wear it next time?